Father Frank Majka, and I'm going to be talking for a few moments about a chapter that's very important in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 10. Chapter 10 is called a missionary discourse. It's one of five talks or discourses that help to structure the Gospel of Matthew. Just as the Sermon on the Mount is a collection of things that Jesus said at different times during his ministry, but put together into one place, so the missionary discourse in chapter 10 is a collection of things that Jesus must have said at different times during his ministry, but that are all put together because they are about the sending that Jesus is doing of the disciples. And for starters, he tells them what he expects them, and by extension, what he expects the church to do. And basically what he tells them is to go and announce the good news, to bring healing, to bring comfort, to bring hope, to travel light, and to go to the people that they know need their help the most. The second thing he tells them, however, is quite surprising. He tells them, though there may be people who accept what they have to say, don't be surprised if they encounter opposition. If there are people, in other words, who hear what they have to say and don't accept it, who don't find the good news as good as the apostles know that it is, who find that what the apostles and disciples are asking of them is really not something that they want to buy into, or who don't believe that they have the qualifications to tell them anything about God or about themselves. And so they can expect that they will be rejected by people. They can expect that they will be put out of the synagogues. They can expect that even people in their own circle of acquaintance and possibly even their own families won't understand them or won't accept them. Lastly in this discourse, however, Jesus says no matter what happens, and particularly if the disciples meet opposition, they should remember that they need not be afraid. In fact, Jesus commands them several times, don't be afraid. Don't be scared. Don't lose your nerve. Stay courageous. Stay focused. Stay on task and keep doing what I'm asking you to do. We live in a culture and a society that's very afraid. Our newspapers, our television, our reports and rumors are all about things that should make us fearful. Wars, muggings, crimes, pollution, global warming, violence, racial intolerance, all kinds of things that make us think that we are at risk of imminent disaster. Jesus lived in a world that was very much like ours. He lived in a world where there was oppression, where there was violent death, where there was poverty and illness, where there was disease and hunger. And yet Jesus told his disciples, his followers, and by extension all of us, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of the world. Don't be afraid of life. Don't be afraid of those people who don't understand or accept what you have to say. It's amazing how often Jesus talks about the need to trust God. In Jesus' view, God will always be with us, no matter what happens. And no matter what happens, we can never be separated from the love and the concern and the affection of a God who can even count the number of hairs on our heads. This week you might want to ask yourself how this counsel or command of Jesus not to be afraid can be more effective in your life. What are the things that make you fearful? What are the things that scare you without your being able to do anything about them? For sure, the one thing you can do about them is to put your fears for yourself and for our world and for the people you love into God's hands and ask that He send His Spirit and make you more confident that God really will be with you, all those whom you love, and this world. And this is Father Frank Majka. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you have a great week.